Biliary atresia, presentation of a clinical case with late diagnosis and treatment. Authors, Karina DiCenzo, Ana Laura Cajariaga, Martin Vazquez, and Maria de Izaguirre. Abstract. Introduction, neonatal cholestasis is characterized by a decrease or interruption in bile flow, with intrahepatic accumulation of bile and progressive hepatocellular damage. It is defined by direct bilirubin levels greater than 1 mg per deciliter, regardless of total bilirubin levels, and may be a manifestation of multiple diseases, most notably biliary atresia, the leading cause of obstructive jaundice and pediatric liver transplantation. Objective: to analyze, based on a clinical case of biliary atresia, the importance of early diagnosis and timely treatment, as well as their impact on liver function and nutritional status. Clinical case: a 2-month and 22-day-old male infant was treated at the Hospital Central de las Fuerzas Armadas for persistent jaundice and had been receiving irregular follow-up care. He was readmitted for generalized jaundice, colurea, and acolia, along with severe malnutrition. He presented with hepatomegaly and mild splenomegaly. He went on to show restoration of bile flow, clinical improvement, and nutritional recovery. Discussion: persistent jaundice requires early evaluation of direct bilirubin levels. Conjugated hyperbilirubinemia is an early marker of cholestasis, and its timely detection allows for early intervention. Biliary atresia may present with a good initial general condition, therefore, assessing the color of the stools is essential. Delayed diagnosis reduces the effectiveness of the Kasai procedure, especially after 60 days of life. Cholestasis is associated with malabsorption and malnutrition, requiring a multidisciplinary approach and intensive nutritional support. Neonatal screening and timely access to the healthcare system are key prognostic factors. Conclusions: prolonged jaundice should be investigated early. Early diagnosis and timely intervention improve liver function and nutritional status. Systematic follow-up and a multidisciplinary approach are essential in patients with biliary atresia.